This week on the cover of Time magazine, Person of the Year Rudy Giuliani. Commentator Jake Tapper says that the choice of Giuliani is a mistake.
It might be the cop-out of the year. The editors of Time failed to properly acknowledge the evil madman who obviously did the most to affect the news in 2001, Osama bin Laden. They were facing pressure from advertisers and fears of canceled subscriptions. When Time magazine founder Henry Luce created the Man of the Year issue, he clearly stated that it should be given to the person who, as he said, has done the most to change the news for better or for worse. It was given to Adolf Hitler in 1938, Joseph Stalin in 39 and 42, Ayatollah Khomeini in 1979. None of us should be surprised that Time wimped out. Most of the evil men and women perpetrating their horrors on the world weren't acknowledged as major newsmakers with Person of the Year. Not Pol Pot, not Saddam Hussein, not Idi Amin. The Hitler, Stalin, and Khomeini covers were rare exceptions. Other honorees have been The American Fighting Man in 1950, Harry Truman in 45 and 48, General George Marshall in 43 and 47. So the tendency is for up with people rah-rah, even when you look at the bad guys given the distinction. Hitler was Man of the Year in 1938, before the concentration camps began operating. Then, throughout the 40s, once Hitler's most nefarious plans were enacted, Time never again gave him Man of the Year. On one level, no one should take Time's Person of the Year any more seriously than they take People magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. After all, Luce started the Man of the Year issue as a commercial exercise, because magazine sales lag in December. So why shouldn't Time have picked the more commercial option? Well, because they're a news organization. And on another level, there's a more serious issue at stake. Bin Laden and his operatives have been implicated in killing Americans for years, whether the 1993 World Trade Center bombing or the USS Cole in 2000. We as a nation too often prefer to forget, to fall back into our comfortable complacency. Time magazine, by accentuating the positive and eliminating the negative, is both reflecting and encouraging this tendency. The United States of Amnesia, Gore Vidal so famously called us. We sweep the evil under the rug so we can get on with our lives. We focus on the Rudy Giulianis, not the Bin Ladens. And we let our guard down. And then, bad things happen. Now maybe that won't happen again. September 11th was, after all, pretty devastating. Maybe we finally realize what the rest of the world has been hip to for a while, in spite of Time's pick, that we need to pay attention more to Bin Laden than Rudy. Concentrate on the evil, not the comforting reaction to it. If that's true, if we really have changed from our former amnesiac selves, which I hope is true, then that's all the more reason to acknowledge the evil man who altered us forever.
Jake Tapper is Washington correspondent for Salon.com.